Contamination running off a former burial plot for a Dartmouth Research Facility's hazardous waste has reached a local stream. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more on how a chemical plume is moving off Dartmouth property.
For the first time in late August, one stream off the Rennie Farm site detected 0.52 levels of the chemical contaminant 1,4-dioxane. State drinking levels acceptable for the chemical are 3 parts per billion. But the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services does not have acceptable standards for surface water contamination. The plume has already affected at least one family's drinking water. Michael Simmis is the Senior Associate Director of Environmental Health and Safety at Dartmouth. He says, well, it is alarming that the plume is in the surface water. It's not unexpected.
I think our experts are telling us that that's not uncommon to have fluctuations in groundwater levels, and that can affect the concentration of 1,4-dioxane. The drought we're having may also contribute to that. And in general, when there's less groundwater or rain, you would assume to see higher concentration.
Dartmouth is planning a pump and treatment system to clean up the water contamination.
The pump and treat system is designed to sort of capture and contain groundwater in a given area. The effort here is to put wells in a position such that we capture all that groundwater in that area. We draw it up out of the ground with pumps, and we treat it through a filtering system to remove any 1,4-dioxane. And then that material gets pumped back to the top of the site and put back in as clean water to help flush any remaining contamination out.
Local residents have been dissatisfied with this remediation plan. They have asked for a full excavation of the site in petitions to the college and the state. Again, Michael Simmis.
The important issue right now is to get groundwater control in place. And we are really working hard to get that done. That will allow us the flexibility to do other things like excavate. The groundwater control treatment system includes monitoring, and you can check the performance of that. And so Dartmouth would consider excavation if that's needed. But the state and our experts are really adamant that they want the controls in place first.
Simmis and others fear further excavation could exacerbate the contamination runoff. They speculate the 2011 excavation of the site is what triggered the plume's original movement. Meanwhile, residents of the Hanover neighborhood are concerned over the movement of the plume into streams. Marjorie Rogalski lives in the neighborhood.
My house is located between a stream, both on the north side and the south side. The stream in question actually feeds into the stream at the foot of my driveway. So it's definitely a concern. The good news is that we're all paying attention now, and hopefully the state and the college will ensure that any levels that increase will be dealt with appropriately.
Rogalski says she is pleased that Dartmouth has become more communicative with neighbors about the plume in the past month. Jim Week is a hydrologist and the senior project manager overseeing the Rennie Farm site remediation for Dartmouth College. A plan for the pump and treatment system was sent to the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services for review this morning. Week says the cleanup process can be frustratingly slow, but it's necessary.
It's a complicated process, and it's important to take it, I don't want to say slowly, but it's important to do a very deliberate job of investigating where the contamination is and where it's moving to and how it gets there so that you can design a remediation that's going to be successful.
Week speculates the state will take a couple weeks to review the plan. If all goes well, the new treatment system will be likely in place by the end of the fall. The state of New Hampshire will be holding a meeting in mid-September to discuss the cleanup. This at the request of Hanover residents. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.